start some trouble and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Brian is calling from Locust Valley. What's up, Brian?
Quick 2 points, guys. First thing I would say is, God, I'm a 50-year-old Yankee fan, and to agree with anything Sal has to say makes me ill. But I will say this. Sal, you are right. Juan Soto is a mercenary. He is going to take the biggest and largest contract, and that's me saying that as a Yankee fan. Now, it's not going to be 500 versus 520. It's going to be 500 versus 12 years, 600 million. I do agree with that. He is going where the most money is, hands down. I don't care. The Mets can lose every game for the rest of the season. He's still taking the most money.
Yeah, but you don't know
he's
that.
Never given
any
indication.
No,
well, it's an opinion just like you guys have.
100%.
No indication that he cares about the Yankee lore or anything.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Brian. You think he's having fun?
Well, did he have fun when he was with Washington? He
didn't I think he's having more fun here.
Hey, he won a World Series in Washington.
Understood. But do you think he's having fun with Judge? You think he's enjoying the season?
Of course
okay,
he is.
Okay, no, hold on. I got you. Do you think the Yankees will have a good offer?
I do.
Okay.
But here's the other part of the problem is I don't know if the Yankees can afford him. And I'll tell you why. You guys, listen, I know the Yankees have the best record. I do. I get it. Do I think they're a World Series winning team? I do not.
Yeah, not without Jazz. If Jazz Chisholm's out, I agree with you. But what do you mean they don't have the money? Of course they have the money. It's whether or not they've got the willingness to spend it. They've got the money. They've got the highest valuation in the sport.
Do they have the will? I'm assuming that's what you mean, Brian. Like me. Like, yeah, we know they could afford anything if they want, but do they have the desire to go out there and overextend and pay Soto and then some and go beyond the luxury tax threshold to build out a team? All right, BT and Sal on the fan. They have it. Caller of the day. It was a good one there from Brian. 888-808-1019. Although I will say, he said it makes him sick to his stomach to agree with me. Why? I don't understand. Everything you said was accurate. And that's how I feel. Just because you're a Yankee fan and I grew up a Met fan, that doesn't mean anything. What, that hurt you? We just speak the truth here. Two things I want to get to, BT. I think I'm going to do the Yankee one first, but I was going to give you a choice. Yankees here,
okay.
Or something that ties into the Yankees before we get back to the calls, or something from the Met game last night.
Let's hit the Met thing first.
Okay, you want to do the Met thing
first? Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
Show everybody that I'm open-minded here.
The Austin Adams stuff, did you see this last night?
Yeah, I was watching it live, yeah.
Right, so he was...
When he got out of the jam.
The Mets traded him, I think, to cash or whatever before the season.
They DFA'd him, and then they wound up getting cash.
Okay, and then he goes to the A's, he obviously gets Alvarez out, he does the OMG mocking celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And let some expletives fly.
Yes. John Boy, I believe, translated.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't even need John Boy to translate some of the stuff. You could pretty much read what he was saying. It was pretty clear. But anyway, my first thoughts were of anger. Now, I'm not saying that he can't do that, obviously, or that the Mets don't deserve to be mocked. Hey, when you celebrate like that in the OMG stuff, you're leaving yourself wide open. You better win and shut down opponents because you're going to be mocked, all those. But my first feelings on it were anger. And then I said to myself, you know what? If that were me, I'd do the same thing. They cut him. He ends up with another team, comes back to get him. You know what? I'd be fired up and passionate about it too. And I don't know if I would have done the exact thing that he did or say the exact thing that he did, but I could understand wanting to stick it to your former team.
Me too. And I want to read the quote here. And I was kind of thinking the same thing in real time. Like, all right, this guy's pushing the envelope a little bit much.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know,
relax,
you got to do a little chin music next inning just to send him. Honestly. And then what he said after the game was great. He said, quote, I got DFA'd 3 days before game started over there. I mean, I'm a middle reliever, so I mean, that just kind of happens with the job that I have. But I got out of a big jam, and I helped the team. I pitch on emotion. I got some big outs. But at the end of the day, I got DFA'd. And when that happens, you're basically told you're not good enough to play for a team anymore. That, you know that it sucks. So, yeah. I had a little extra juice today. I love it.
Now, did you hear what the Mets, how they responded?
I saw what Edwin Diaz said.
Quote, he crossed a line.
That's what Edwin Diaz said.
He can do it always. That's fine. But he can't get mad if we do something to him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Austin Adams then. He said, I looked up and it was, did you just read that part or no? No, you didn't say that part.
Not that part.
From Austin Adams where he said, I looked up. I was so surprised I got out of it. I was like, oh my
God.
Come on, bro. Who are you kidding? Then he said, the song is sick. Iglesias is a good dude. Hopefully no one's offended. Just having fun. That was more than.
He walked it back a little bit.
Yeah, I lose respect for him. Just stick to it. That was not having fun.
Well, I don't lose respect for him.
He was angry. He was nasty. He was ticked off. Now, what do you think of Diaz, though, saying, calling him out for it, saying he crossed the line?
I have no problem with that either. I think that's being a good team leader. I have no problem with that. Now, do you know what he actually, you said that you didn't really need translation. Do you know what he actually said? Because I've got the translation right here.
Go ahead. I forget what exactly it was. It was something like, get the bleep out of here.
I got it. I
got
to go slow because his curse is here. So, all right. F-bomb.
Right.
Out of here.
Right.
You piece of bleep.
Yep.
I told Alvarez, I guess. Yeah, that was with Alvarez.
Yeah.
You guys are effing bleep. You effing DFA me. Shut the F up.
Yeah, so that's his.
You got personal with Alvarez, though.
Well,
like, bleep out of here, you piece of bleep. That's personal.
A little warning for Austin Adams, because I guarantee you Alvarez has seen that. That's not the guy you want to be going after like that.
Yeah.
Alvarez. Now, again, I don't know this. Just a hunch, and based on what I've seen,
scrappy.
That's not the boy you want to mess around with.
I don't think so.
Alvarez would go out there and throw down.
Like, I would think that he would. I had no problems with Adams. I get it. So personal that, like, it's not like you were DFA. Like, it's below being traded. You were just deemed deemed useless. Right. Get out
of
here.
So I get that basically. Part of it.
So me too. So it's raw. I respect that. He's a competitor. He's hanging on, you know, in the pros by basically a string. Now, I don't mind what he did, as I said. You're okay with it as well.
Yeah.
I have no problem Edwin Diaz saying he crossed the line. Well, then go do something about it. Crossed the line. Okay, great. Well, you crossed the line. You can do something about it or not.
That's why who is Diaz to say that he crossed the line? The guy comes out dancing the trumpets when the Mets are losing. Like, what are we talking about here? He untucks the jersey and pumps his fist and he gets pumped up. The Mets do their celebration, the OMG. Like, you don't think that? They do a concert. They did a post-game concert on the field. That didn't cross the line, like, to opponents?
Mm-hmm. They get big hits. They're slapping the air now, slapping people.
So that's just the way of the game. So I'm not saying that the Mets are right or wrong for doing what they do. But if somebody who's going to take it personally because a team DFA'd them and gets through an inning wants to mock your celebration, hey, you started it. That's fair game. You may not like it, but how did he cross a line?
He didn't. I think there's one person that can probably lay some claim to the fact that he did, or their fact that he did cross on. That's Alvarez. I mean, he called him a bleep and piece of bleep. I mean, right to his face. So that's different.
I don't even think he meant that.
I don't think so.
Personally, he's just doing that in the heat of battle.
That's why I like the fact that he walked it back a little bit, because there's, you know, that is disrespectful.
We could have walked it back more honestly than just trying to pretend like, oh, I looked up and said, oh my gosh.
Well, that part was weak, but he was. I think he was very honest and truthful. He said basically they got rid of me and they said I wasn't good enough and I take it seriously and personally. I respect that. I think that we have to understand, and we do. It's just a different athlete, man. The celebrations are more explosive. The bat flips are higher. The home run trots are slower. The celebrations, the chains that they put on each other, the Toronto Blue Jays with the home run jacket, all the things that is what it is.
Yeah, it's why I can't go nuts if a guy does that.
No.
And it's why Diaz shouldn't have said anything. He should have said, hey, whatever, he wants to do that, that's fine. Next time we got to make him pay. End of story. Not he crossed the line.
Yeah, it was weird.
Hoff,
what
do you got here before we take a break? What do you got?
Drew Gilbert just got removed from a game in Rochester. He got hit by a pitch, but I think you guys should watch the video and then you guys should react.
Where did he get hit?
I think that's why you should watch the video.
Okay, we'll do that.
He get hit in the cup, did he?
Well, I think that's what he's alluding to.
I don't think he was wearing a cup.
No way.
And that's where he got hit?
Hold on. He was on the floor for 3 minutes.
Oh, dude.
Legs up in the air.
Out for the year.
God almighty.
Is it
I got to see this now. I can't wait.
Is it actually funny?
It's not funny. All right, here it is. I got it.
It is funny.
Jeez.
let me see.
Oh, dude. He turns right. Oh, he's down. This is terrible. He turns.
I can't see. Hold on.
Look at Sal. He turns right into it. I mean, I don't want to talk about the fact that he was really fooled on a curveball. Maybe not portend good things about his ability to hit the deuce at a big league level, keep his hands back. But he turned right, like his hips flared. So his hips flared to first base where he was basically facing the ball
like, come get me.
And it's a direct shot. Oh, and he grabs it right away. But you know what? You got to wear a cup. People who don't wear a cup, you're out of your mind.
Do you know?
If you don't wear a cup playing baseball, I think you're so stupid.
Come on, I don't get it. You have to wear a cup. It reminds me of in Little League.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't have as a pitcher at times was control. I was just all over the place. I wish I knew. Like, I just wasn't either taught the right, whatever it was. And I remember, dude, hitting a kid in the cup.
Oh,
He went to back away. It was right-handed batter, and I'm a righty. He went to back away. And as he goes to get out of the way, he's standing, like, basically square.
Turning to you?
Yeah, turning to the pitch, and he got hit right in the... the cup.
How old were
Buckley
you?
He was wearing the cup. Probably 12, 13. But it's one of those that, you know, you don't remember everything, but you remember that.
At least if you're young, the smaller the target. No, 12, no. 13 years
yeah,
old.
No, it was a transition. Big enough and old enough.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that stinks. That is brutal. Just wear a cup. Hop, do you make sure your boys always wear a cup?
No, they don't, actually.
What? Attaboy. Attaboy.
They don't like, though.
You
don't,
so
they don't catch. Anthony, they don't make, catch. As so long as they're not catching, I don't care.
Is Drew Gilbert a catcher?
He's also not getting seen 90 miles per hour.
I don't know. Anthony's playing up.
Gilbert, yeah, no. Gilbert caught that one. You make sure Colt wears?
All the time.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, all the time.
Come on, it's part of it.
And the heart guard, too. Do you at least make Anthony wear a heart guard?
Oh, that yeah, no,
that's
of course.
A new
that's
thing.
That is
though.
A very new thing.
You didn't have that, right?
I remember when my wife first came back with that thing from Dick's, the heart guard. I'm like, what the hell is this thing? She's like, oh, all the boys have to wear. I'm like, he's not wearing that tomorrow's first game. And then, like, I'm like, talk to him, like, you have to.
What is it? Is it like a chest protector?
It's basically a cushion that protrudes out. So it's like
you have to wear it underneath the whole game.
It's like one of those tight, and it's sleeveless, right? So it's tight. It's very form fitting.
Okay.
And it's actually cool. It's got like a sleeve. It's got like he's got the American flag, red, white, and blue, and it's like a big circle. That's very, very cushiony and offers protection.
So if you get hit there with a line or something.
A bit of line drive, a bad hop. I mean, because there has been some instances where young boys, I'm sure young girls too, but I know in for sure a couple of young boys have died where they've gotten hit with a pitch or a line drive. It's so... I didn't know that at the time when I was mocking it. I'm like, look at these kids. Right. I'm like, no, you got
to
wear it.
It's funny. They have to wear that. They don't have to wear a cup anymore. That's the rule.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah,
you got to protect. You know,
it's suggested.
You got to protect the goods,
right? You got to protect the future. That's right. Come on.